His last name's bleeped out? Okay, we'll use it then. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Inert Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We got a call today from the Jefferson County Health Department with a complaint about Denver Bible Church. You guys know that we have a lawsuit we filed against the governor and the State Department of Health. And it has to do with the governor's emergency orders, the COVID restrictions. And we've been winning that case at different levels, the Federal District Court and the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and the case is ongoing. So we'll air that audio for you in just a moment. First, it's February, and that means it's our annual telethon. So thank you guys who've helped us stay on the air. This is 30 years we've been on the air. Our goal is only $50,000, but still, that's not easy because we're only broadcasting on a single radio station. It happens to be the most powerful Christian radio station in America, 50,000 watts, but still, it's only one station. So we really need your help. If you can, our website, kgovkgov.com, you could click on the store or support, and our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So not only did we get a call today from the Jefferson County Health Department, but also on Friday, the state of Colorado filed another motion in federal court as part of our lawsuit. So I want to share with you, in fact, I think I'll share with you the last two sentences of their 17-page filing. It's just too much. When I read you these two sentences, you will see what pastors are dealing with around the state of Colorado and around the country, and what business owners are dealing with regarding these emergency orders. But first, let's go to this audio. This just happened moments before airtime. I got a call from the State Department of Health. I asked if I could call them right back. We did. And so you've bleeped out the gentleman's last name, right? Okay. Yeah, let's hear this.
Environmental Health, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. This is Pastor Bob Inert, Denver Bible Church.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So thanks for calling earlier. So, Steve, first, you said you're with Jefferson County?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, and it's Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So, yeah, Steve, what's up?
So, we received a complaint about Denver Bible Church.
Okay.
And it had to do with mask wearing. So obviously with the new regulations, you don't have capacity limits now, but are required to make sure that your congregation is masked up. So do you require people coming into church service to be masked?
Okay. Could I ask you again? To clarify, you said with the new regulations, we don't have to do what?
You don't have a capacity limit anymore.
Right. Right. Okay. So you're asking about the masks.
That's correct.
Steve, in Colorado and the county, it's a big government, you know, and not all parts know what all the other parts are doing. Are you aware that our church has an injunction against the governor and against the State Department of Health?
No, sir.
Okay, we do. We filed a lawsuit in federal court back in August, and we've won a couple rounds. The judge, Daniel Domenico, he's issued an injunction. The state appealed it up to the 10th Circuit, And then they actually reversed themselves and they conceded on parts of our case. And the case is ongoing. But so far, everything has gone extremely well in our lawsuit. You could look it up. If you just, you know, Google Denver Bible Church lawsuit, you'll find it. So I'm wondering, do you think you could possibly relate whatever the complaint is in a letter so we could share it with our attorneys?
You're asking me to send the complaint as a letter to your attorneys?
Yeah, whatever the particulars are. I mean, I know you just said it, but just so they could read. And because the case is ongoing, I would definitely have to talk to them.
Right. I was going to say, so with asking for this information, you would have to ask as a public records request to get that information.
Well, we do that now and then. We have a daily radio talk show that we've aired for the last 30 years. But this is you guys bringing a complaint to us. So I don't think it's necessary in that situation. I'm just asking if you'd put it in writing so I could share it with our attorneys so they're not getting it third hand or second hand.
So I'm sorry, Bob, but if you could work with me here.
Sure.
Just, I want to get clarification. So you're asking me to email you a quick synopsis of the complaint?
Yeah, that would be fine. Email's fine, sure. And that way I'll share that with our attorneys, and because it could relate, you know, this case, a lot of money and time has been put into this, and it's going extremely well. The U.S. Supreme Court referenced our case 6 times. You might be familiar with churches in Brooklyn, New York. Their case went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in their favor. And that case referenced Denver Bible Church 6 times. So, you know, it's a well-known case in the media in the state of Colorado. The state attorney general has filed, I don't know how many briefs in the case, quite a few. The last one was filed on Friday. It was 17 pages.
Okay. So can I get a good email?
Yes, Bob. So B-O-B at KGOV, K-G-O-V, like government, KGOV.com.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I will email you a quick synopsis of the complaint. So, in the meantime, while we've got this complaint here, it says that you're holding congregations unmasked, and I appreciate that you guys are, you know, working through the system to reverse what is law in Colorado, but until then, it's still law, so... During this time, we should be making sure that our people are masked up while we're having indoor services.
Well, Steve, I realize you're with the health department, right? You're not an attorney. I'm not an attorney. But a federal judge issued an injunction against the State Department of Health and against the governor regarding masks. So
there hasn't been anything finalized, correct?
No. An injunction means they're not allowed to enforce their emergency orders in those areas. So anyway, this is all decided at pay grades higher than us, you know. But that's what I'm thinking. An email from you, we'll share it with our attorneys, and it could go from there.
Gotcha. So there's no, you're not willing to comply. That's what I'm hearing.
No, I didn't say that at all. Okay. No. You might be listening to a different conversation, but...
No.
Okay. All right, Steve, I didn't say we're not willing to comply. I just said that there's a federal lawsuit, there's an injunction against the governor and against the Department of Health. It'd be good if you guys knew about that. There's only three churches in the state of Colorado that have sued, and a second joined our lawsuit, and we've won at the district level and the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals level. So,
right, but then it moved up to, what, the Supreme?
The Supreme Court ruled on behalf of churches, a group of churches in Brooklyn, New York, and in that case, our church, by name, was cited six times, Denver Bible Church. So it's a very well-known case, and you guys could easily find out what the injunction is about. And I'm thankful you called, Steve, and to let us know there's a complaint, and I'll pass that on to our attorneys.
Right, of course, yeah, and that makes sense. And you're right about that. I didn't mean to imply that you weren't willing to comply, but what I'm trying to do is, until, you know, we've been firmly notified that you guys have won your case, because if it keeps moving up, I don't know if the injunction sticks. And again, you're exactly right. This is above my pay grade, but my understanding is that until otherwise, you know, we're supposed to keep our people safe by making sure they mask up for indoor setting.
Well, the until otherwise has already happened. The U.S. Supreme Court would have to overturn the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals for us. The state of Colorado, they conceded on the injunction. They fought it at first. They filed against it. And then about 3 weeks later, they conceded when they saw that the Supreme Court ruled in a case that repeatedly referenced our case. And so the state of Colorado dropped their objection to the injunction against the State Department of Health and the governor.
Okay.
All right.
Haven't heard anything from my supervisors or anything disseminated down from the top. Obviously, it seems like I might not have all the information. So what I would like to do is get all the information that's necessary, and then have this conversation again, if you don't mind.
That'd be awesome. Okay.
All right.
And Steve, if you could send an email, because I would like our attorneys to see it.
Yes, sir. I completely understand. Like I said, I'll get all the information and get back with you. That way we can move forward, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye.
So you heard Steve with the Jefferson County Department of Health say that it's still the law. Like, while your case is moving, it's still the law in Colorado. He said, it's still the law. He said that twice. I'd like to read to you just two words from the state of Colorado's motion they filed just on Friday. In fact, remember their previous motion where they wrote, quote, houses of worship are in the same category as trash processing. Remember how they mocked us with that? That's at kgov.com/lawsuit. Okay, this is on Friday. And this is so peculiar. In our lawsuit that Denver Bible Church filed against the COVID restrictions, violating our God-given rights in various ways. One part of the lawsuit, it had a dozen arguments in it. One of the arguments was that constantly the state of Colorado is issuing contradictory orders, confusing, baffling, contradictory. And so in a lawsuit where the federal judge has ruled in our favor and the state of Colorado has now conceded at the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in our favor, and we're still arguing different parts of our lawsuit, and our lawsuit says the state of Colorado, they can't even communicate. They don't even know how to put out an order that doesn't contradict itself. That's one of a dozen problems. That's like the least serious, but that's one. It goes to incompetence. You heard Steve use the phrase law, that this is the law. This is the law. You need to be following the law. Well, the state's so-called emergency orders, They repeatedly use a contradictory phrase, required guidelines. Required guidelines. And it's interesting, in this motion filed on Friday against us in our case, the Colorado State Attorney General, he keeps using the phrase a person of ordinary intelligence. And I do not think that phrase means what he thinks it means. Because if he knew what it meant, he wouldn't be using the phrase required guidelines. He'd just say, look, it's the law. This is the law. It's required. However, in our lawsuit, we make the case that they do not have a legal foundation for their edicts. And because of that, I think that's one of the main reasons why they don't call it the law. They say these are guidelines. And then to manipulate and intimidate and control people, they say that they are required guidelines, even though a person of ordinary intelligence would recognize that that is a contradictory phrase. How's that? That's what we're up against. What is one of the major themes of this program for all these years on the air? Stupid doesn't make you sin, but sin makes you stupid. Sin makes you stupid. I do not think this phrase means what they think it means. The phrase, a person of ordinary intelligence, I don't think it means what they think it means. But what? Who was that on the phone? Oh, that was Rebecca. Our attorney called in. Uh-oh, what did we do wrong? What did we do this time? That was Rebecca Messel. When you want to bring in the big guns, you get Rebecca Messel and then Brad Burkford. They're our attorneys. And Denver Bible Church is doing very well, along with Community Baptist Church, Pastor Joey Rhodes. So we're just very thankful that we have these great attorneys and that we're fighting. We're not fighting for our constitutional rights so much as our God-given rights. It's our God-given rights. It's because God made us in His image, in His likeness, that we have the rights that we do. And it's up to the government to uphold those rights. And when they don't, they won't get away with that because the Supreme Court is in heaven. It's not here on earth. The Supreme Judge is in heaven. So we're very thankful for those who have encouraged us throughout this past year and including in the lawsuit. And the lawsuit, when we fight these battles, right, the whole COVID thing, that was on nobody's radar till a year ago. And we've been on 30 years fighting battle after battle. The godless public schools, the killing of innocent children, dismembering children in the womb. If they did that to a fetal cat, there'd be outrage in the world. If they ripped a fetal cat, a pussy cat, a kitten, if they ripped its limbs off in a suction aspiration abortion, it's alive and they're tearing its body apart. There would be outrage by the left, but when they kill little boys and girls in the womb, they celebrate it. What hypocrites. So we fight these battles, and with God's help, we will not compromise. We won't back down. We'll keep going. Our telethon goal, again, it's only $50,000, but like I said, because we're only on one radio station, I mean, Denver's 50,000 watt AM 670 KLTT, it's a 50,000-watt station. That's the most powerful Christian radio station in the country. And what an honor it is to be on this program, this Crawford station, for 30 years now. It's really extraordinary. So we'll keep you informed on what happens with the lawsuit and with the Jefferson County Department of Health, hopefully. That will not be a problem for them. And I'd like to share one other news story. It's something that's just come to light, some trickery on a global warming planet Earth program on Netflix about walruses falling off a cliff to their death because of global warming. I don't know if you saw that. Tens of millions of people around the world saw it. So that was a fraud. So we'll talk about that. Now, before the show, my producer was saying, what did the director do? Push the walruses off the cliff to get good footage? No, they didn't do that. But it was big time trickery. It had nothing to do with global warming. It had everything to do with not wanting to be on the menu of a polar bear. That's why the walruses went off the cliff. But we'll do that story. And then I'd like to share with you some of the accomplishments and the contributions of Bob Enyart Live over these years. And if you are interested in helping us continue to reach more people, then please call us 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. Go on our store. Just go online, kgov.com. Click on the store. You could donate. You could subscribe to a Bible study, our topical videos, our sermons, our televised classics, the old TV show that truly is a classic. And you can make an automatically monthly donation. Any subscription or monthly donation, we add it to the telethon. Let's say somebody says, I'd like to give $50 a month. Then if they do that and subscribe, sign up, we times it by 10 to add it to the telethon, because typically there's no way of knowing whether somebody will stay for 2 months or 10 years, but we multiply it by 10, and that's worked out real well in the past. So that would be like giving $500 toward the telethon goal of $50,000. So we really need your help on that. And then after this walrus story, then we will go through some of our top contributions by our own estimation, admittedly. We've got the 12 most significant contributions to the body of Christ, to the country, to the world that this radio program and our Denver Bible Church have made. And then also, so there's our top 12 contributions by our own estimation, but then there's also our top accomplishments, and they actually are different, and we have a dozen of those also. So about Netflix, WorldNet Daily has a great report on this. It turns out that when the global elites, billionaires, when they met in Davos, Switzerland recently, they viewed as a group a Netflix documentary, Our Planet, and it's narrated by Sir David Attenborough. You know, whenever you hear anything with his British accent, you know it's not true, right? Yeah, it's that David Attenborough. So what they showed was, because of the melting of sea ice, these walruses have nowhere to go, and literally you see dramatic video. Walruses, these things are huge, right? They're 1,000 pounds. You see these walruses falling off from a high cliff and smashing into the rocks and getting killed. Now that's devastating. That's horrifying to watch. I mean, it is. It's terrible to watch. And to think that it's because of the melting sea ice, and obviously behind them, there's nothing. There must be a cliff just like it on the other side. It must be a cliff made of ice. No, it's not that. There was a polar bear above the walruses, and the scientist who was the scientific advisor to the film, Anatoly Kochnev, not only did he know that polar bears cause walruses to panic, they stampede, they stomp on one another, they kill one another stampeding, and they will flee and run right off a cliff. He wrote about this in 2002, the scientist. He knew exactly why these walruses freak out, because they don't want to be eaten alive by a polar bear. I mean, you wouldn't want that either. So they make this film, and they show these walruses plunging to their deaths, and they say, the planet is suffering. Global warming is robbing the walruses of their sea ice. They're plunging to their deaths because people don't care. And these morons at Davos, Switzerland, they're literally in tears. They're crying and pledging to change the economic systems of the world's nations. That's what they're pledging. See, it's socialism, right? The environmental movement is the new home of the old socialist and communist movements. So that fake news is on the order of fake news NBC. Remember that fake news Deadline NBC when they admitted that they rigged a crash, the explosion of a General Motors truck for their story that General Motors trucks were dangerous? Remember that? And they actually rigged an explosion to blow up the gas tank. Unbelievable that they were caught in that. But more on point was the fake news documentary back in the 90s when they said that lemmings jump off cliffs to commit suicide. And recall the filmmaker in that case? Literally, the filmmaker is pushing these creatures off the cliff and killing them. Man, you don't want to get in the way of leftist fake news, I'll tell you that. And so that's what that was all about, except that it was known why the walruses behave like this. And guess what? This cliff, this is a popular place for nature photographers, videographers, to go at certain times of the year. And there happened to be another nature videographer there. And guess what he caught in his footage? He caught the polar bear that was right above the walruses that the Netflix documentary didn't show anybody. And the walruses freaked out because the polar bear was there. Had nothing to do with the temperature. Nothing. So it was a big manipulation, right? And conservative Christians, we know all about this. We've been tracking this on this show for 30 years. For 30 years, we've been tracking all the fraud. You could find that at kgov.com/warming. You could find out all about the fraud at kgov.com/warming. So I want to send a shout out and thank you to Art Moore over at WorldNet Daily, who did such a great job pulling this story together. Good job, Art. And so here at Bob Benyart Live, our top contributions and our top accomplishments. I mean, we divide them up because the accomplishments tend to be more event oriented, like we did some event, accomplished some activity, and there it is. The contributions are more like ongoing, significant contributions to understanding the things of the Lord, the things of his word, the things of our world, the creation, even better understanding human beings, ourselves. And so when you look at our top accomplishments, they have things like our Clinton raped Juanita protest in 145 cities. I mean, pretty significant, including as far as Auckland, New Zealand. When the news came out in the Wall Street Journal that Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick, we held protests and we spent well over $100,000 organizing these protests in 145 cities so that the world would not forget that Bill Clinton is a rapist. And I'd say now, all these years later, I'd say we did a pretty good job making sure that no one would forget that, because it was possible that everyone would forget it. And I was on MSNBC for a couple hours one day in February 1999, a little long time ago, right? 22 years ago. So that, I wanted to get to our 12 contributions, and I just got to one of our accomplishments, just one. But we'll do more. Our website, kgov.com. Please help us with our telethon if you possibly can, or call us 800-8-NYART. May God bless you.